Just to close out here, any other research strategies or agents in colon cancer that you're excited about that we haven't talked about today?
Well, I think the other discovery or observation that's going to be very interesting and that we'll see clinical data on very soon is the use of the MEK inhibitor with immunotherapy for garden variety or microsatellite stable colon cancer. So as we heard from Johanna Bendel's study, if you added cobimetinib to atezolizumab, 25-30% of patients seemed to respond to immunotherapy, and without the cobimetinib, it was, you know, 1 or 2%. So it seems as though the MEK inhibitor can really have a major effect on upregulating the immunogenicity of colon cancer and activating the T cells so that they are more responsive to the atezolizumab. So the three-arm study that was done internationally has been accrued. It accrued very rapidly, and we're waiting to see how that pans out. In our institution, I think we managed to get 8 patients on before the study closed, which was really, it opened and closed pretty quickly. But we do have a couple patients still on, and they were people who were on the combination arm. So I think that this might be a real lead.
What is the actual randomization?
It was, the control arm was regorafenib. One arm got the cobimetinib and atezolizumab, and then there was a atezolizumab alone arm. So it was 3 arms.
And how many people did they accrue?
Over 500. It was a large phase 3 trial.
Interesting. I mean, it's interesting that they did a randomized study. I was thinking to myself, if they did a big phase 2 and they showed a 25% response rate and the responses lasted, you know, a couple years, would that be enough? Or do you need to really do this kind of randomization?
Right. Well, it's always, you know, better to have more definitive controlled data, but it's hard to predict with the regulatory environment today, you know, what you really need to have, a phase 3 study that shows a real benefit over a standard approved regimen in 3rd or 4th line will be very helpful. And I think especially with the cost of these drugs, it's going to be important to show how beneficial it is. So we will see.
When do you think we will see?
I think some of the data should be coming out by next year sometime, probably next year for ESMO. I don't think it'll make it for the ASCO meeting, but I imagine by the end of the year we'll have some data.